you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, what a time to be alive, you and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams?
Wow.
Are we talking really teams? Are you switching sides? Want to come with me? Want to come with us? Hey, y'all, welcome back to another episode of Girl, That's
Can I
Scary.
Be featured, as per usual?
Yes. Okay, cool. It's your girl, Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur, and...
And it's Cat Daddy, and guess what, y'all? We have a... very special kawaii guest. I'm shaking in my boots.
Very special.
Yes. Go ahead and introduce yourself, girl.
Oh my God. Okay. First, thank you so much for that beautiful song. Like, I felt it in my soul and in my spirit. Like, so much. Hey, everybody. It's Zena Dixon, aka Real Queen of Horror. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming.
Please plug your podcast. Please put all your ads.
Absolutely.
Your YouTube.
Okay, so yeah, so you guys can check me out at the Bloody Disgusting Podcast. It's a weekly podcast. I give you movie recommendations. I'm always screaming all the time. You know, that's that type of horror love that we all love. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also on realqueenofhorror.com. I'm on YouTube, Real Queen of Horror, Facebook, Real Queen of Horror, Instagram, Real Queen of Horror, and Twitter, Lovely Zena.
Yes. Follow her on everything. Open your purse.
Yes.
That's all I got to say.
Every day.
And it's a very special day because we are talking about Train to Busan in all three films. So that's Salt Station, Train to Busan, and Peninsula. So we're going to get the fuck into it. And we are going to start. Before we start, we're going to ask the question that we
Oh, girl, because I wasn't going to forget this time. Zena, girl, please tell everybody that's listening, like, what's your favorite horror subgenre or genre? I know, but you know, they may not know. And then also, like, what's your favorite scary movie, girl?
Okay. All right. Well, okay. I think that my favorite subgenre, because sometimes it switches. I was just like living in the 70s for a while, you know. But I really like cult and like witch, dark magic type of horror movies. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're the best ones. They really just... I don't know. They creep me out. They keep me enticed. And there's just something about them that I just cannot get enough of. And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes too, when I watch a movie that I really, really like, at first, I don't really know that I like it because it takes a little bit of time for me to realize that I like it. So I say that because there was this movie I watched. It's like, it's old, called like Poison for the Fairies, right? So with a title like that, you know, I'm thinking that there's going to be, you know, magic and stuff like the actual fairies, you know, but sadly, there's no fairies, you know, just in case if you're wondering right now, there's none. I know. So, but what's that?
I said, okay. So now I'm like, so if there's no fairies, what's going on?
I mean, yeah, okay. So it's a movie from the 80s, and they say that it's like a horror fantasy, right? So it's basically about this little girl who she becomes friends with this other little girl when she starts at this new school. And mm-hmm. the girl's kind of like pushy, always in her business type of stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they become friends, and the girl, the new girl, her name, well, that doesn't matter what her name is, okay? The point is, one of the little girls, she's saying that she's a witch. She convinced mm-hmm. her friend that she's a hardcore witch. I mean, tricking this whole girl's life. I won't give away what happens at the end, but I remember I was annoyed. I was exhausted. You know, I was sad. I was happy at the same time with the ending because it left me so confused. You know, so it's like a movie that I've never seen before. And it just takes place like in the 1960s in Mexico. It's like a Mexican horror movie. But point is with that is it deals with a lot of like witchcraft type of stuff. But it's very subtle. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like hardcore in your face. You're not going to see like bodies or anything like that, but it's more mm-hmm. psychological. But again, like I said, at first I was like, okay, this movie, what is this? Like, I was kind of like annoyed. But then I remember like months after I watched it, it's like, I'm still thinking about it. And then that's mm-hmm. how I realized, you know, that I actually liked it, you know? Wow. So those are the kind of movies that I like.
Sometimes you got to watch them again. I'll be like, you know what? This still stuck with me.
That's how I felt about Psycho Gorman. Like, I was watching it, and then it ended, and I was like, I think I like that movie. That was fun.
I love that movie. That little girl, man, Mimi, she was just out of control.
Yes. Yeah, she needed some structure in her life. She was the one running the fucking house. You would think she paid the fucking bills. God damn. Right?
And then, like, her parents were cool with her acting like that. That's crazy.
That was what I was saying the whole movie. I was like, I can't believe this is happening, but I'm so entertained. I don't even know. It's a giant brain.
Man, like, I wouldn't have had none of that. Clear that. Put that hole back.
Let's go ahead and say spoiler real quick because
we gonna spoil anything. So y'all just let y'all know anything is liable to fly out our mouths. I'm sorry. Also, Tubi has Saw Station. That's free. Mm-hmm. Shudder has Train to Busan, I believe, and Peninsula. Mm-hmm. Amazon mm-hmm. Prime, I also think, has Train to Busan. Tubi might have Train to Busan as well.
Tubi does for free, and Netflix also has it.
Okay, and it might. So that means it might. Is it on Shudder still? If it's on Netflix? I don't know. You can find Train to Busan. Definitely. I feel like it definitely is because I went there and found it. But you can find that and you can find Peninsula around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In St. Louis. Okay, let me stop. That song is about shooting the block up and I need to not today. We can't do that. I was singing along to Country Grandma and I was like, damn, what? Oh.
Think about the lyrics to E.I., y'all.
Oh my God. No, what is it about?
Country Grandma is about a drive-by, honey. Yep.
Like, oh my God.
Street sweeper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was me in eighth grade. Down,
your street in a Range Rover, sweet sweeper baby, cock ready to let it go.
Crazy.
I was like 11. See,
like I said, then when you really, I was sick recently, realizing like I can't believe I was singing these lyrics to E.I.
That's like I was. Song.
Wow.
Just think about it. We ain't gonna go into it, but just think about it, and then just, you know, we could just look at ourselves and say, "Self, okay."
I was singing Kai My Neck, My Back when I was 12. So, you know,
I was
what?
Too. So, you know,
me too.
I
have a business.
Anyways, so before we begin, Zena, I don't know about you, but we recommend at least watch all these movies once.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Same.
Okay. There is a movie that I feel like, you know, maybe once is all you need, maybe twice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, great. We're on the same page. That's all I
need. We are. I think I know which one too. So
So let's get in the Saw Station. I believe what, 2016?
Yep.
Because it came out, I feel like, right after Train to Busan. No, mm-hmm. Not that long after Train to Busan. So it's animated. Let's start here. I love animated films. Mm-hmm. They're a good time. Mm-hmm. But it starts off, you hear the panting and shit. You just not zoom in, but you see an older man. He's sweating. He looks sick. Got an injury on his neck. Mm-hmm. He's not looking good. And then you hear people talk about, yeah, welfare for everybody. Then they see him sick and they smell him. Like, ooh, girl, I'm not about to help him. He's a homeless bitch.
Gross. Gross. Out of line.
Yeah. That made me feel sad. But, you know, that's how some people are.
I know.
and they let him go. He was sick, but his homeboy seen him and was like, oh no, I'm trying to get you some help, dog. He was about to throw some cigarette ashes on somebody. I don't know what that would have did, but he was pissed. He was trying to get him a bed in the hospital. He trying to get him some medicine. Mm-hmm. Nothing's working. Nobody's listening because they don't give a fuck about the poor people. And that is true in real life.
Yeah.
So while this is happening, you see this girl. I wrote her name down. I did. Her name is Haesun.
No, yep, Haesun.
Haesun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's real cute in this thing. She wake up, her boyfriend not in there. And her boyfriend is Kiwon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like looking for him. She about to go outside. And the landlady out there like, bitch, you late on the rent. Where's my motherfucking money?
The way she pulled up on her was so disrespectful. But I understand, like, when somebody owe you money, sometimes you just really got to, you know, accept.
You do. Because otherwise, she's just living there like there's nothing wrong. And I know that she knows that she didn't pay her rent, so.
Mm-hmm. You can't just not pay the rent.
That's right.
No, but it's also like, you know, what is she supposed to do?
She could have said something in advance. I mean, this is just, you know, mm-hmm. up to our imagination that she probably did not. You know, getting real personal with the animated movie. You know.
Either way, she owed her money. The landlady not having it. She's trying to find her man. Mm-hmm. So we switching back to our friend who is upset. He's trying to help his bro out. He's trying to get help. He finally gets some pills and medicines and run up on his bro. His bro dead. He's like, oh no, my bro.
Yeah, like he lost it.
I was sad.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. That is fucked up. Y'all let that man die. That's crazy. But he let those people know, it's your fault. You did not help. Now my bro is dead. Mm. And now they're like, shit, now we gotta go look. Why the fuck they go look, motherfucker not dead no more?
Listen.
Mm-hmm. But it's a pool of blood.
So yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, he's like, they're not there. What the fuck are you wasting our time? I'm like, do you not see this pool of blood? Are you not concerned?
Red flag. Big red flag right there.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, that pretty much kind of like sets the tone of the whole movie, just mm-hmm. being honest with you.
It does. Because they're like, well, fuck these poor people. I'm not even paying attention. And it's a lot of people who are just not paying attention to what's on the streets. Because if they saw what was on the streets, they would be hightailing their ass over to the next town.
Yeah. And it's very reflective of real life. Mm-hmm. Whether it could be happening in your immediate community or it could be like, you know, this could be an actual statement piece on what's happening in this gentleman's community. Like, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily think that it's, you know, his community has a zombie attack right now, but,
you know, I mean,
but you know, yeah, so it goes left.
It goes left. So first, before they even look for old dude, he's like, he's gone somewhere. We flashing back to the girl. She done pulled up on Kiwon in the fucking internet cafe, and he uploading her fucking pictures to the internet, bitch.
Oh my gosh. Again, it sets the tone for the whole movie.
Bruh. And
I'm just shaking my head.
And I didn't realize what she was escaping a brothel. I realized that until like watch number three.
Really?
Yeah. She used to be a sex worker. And that's why the ending makes sense. She escaped. And then he has this old argument trying to pin it on her. You don't even want to help. I saved you and found you and yelled at him like
this whole time I thought it was their own apartment. I didn't know it was an apartment inside of
Oh no, that's not a brothel. She escaped the brothel
to go with
to him. To okay. Yeah.
Ooh, child, I was confused. I was like, wait a minute. Now. I know I saw what I saw. Hold on.
But the shit, it goes fucking left from there because now they arguing and they separated. Mm-hmm. They beefing. Now we go back to bro. Bro is looking for his mans and he finds him, unfortunately, eating someone else.
Mm-mm.
Now you already know what the fuck it is. And he was, I don't know if it's stunned, like he's just standing. I watched this the last time with my grandma. He's just sitting there like, bro. And you see him eating someone. You ain't even gonna like hide around a brick wall or like use any stealth or anything. No,
you ain't gonna run immediately.
He does not. He looks up at him and now he's fucked. Cause I'm like, you could have been out there. Cause, you know, there's something we learned in the next film that I feel like would apply to this film if these are the same kind of zombies. And I'll get into it when we talk about Train to Busan. But I'm like, if you just would have slid out of that direction, you would have been still alive, my friend.
I don't even think he thought that far. Like, I think he still was coming from, because he still, like, tries to talk to him while he's eating. First of all, okay, we all know if you have a pet or if you even just know about, you know, things that may be a little feral or just animalistic, get down. Or even us. Don't disturb people while they eat.
Mm-hmm.
You can just be quiet, eat your own food mentally,
and just slip out the back door. Like,
and what's crazy is this is not the first time that something like this happens, where instead of running or being quiet, they just sit there and watch, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just, I think it just speaks further, like I said, to what is going on overall in the movie, reflective of what happens in a lot of different people's cultures. It's very much just like a spectator type situation. And then you do immediately want to wash your hands of it, like you're above it. But bro, you could just help these people out. Like, people don't have to suffer the way they're suffering. But you know, takes Koofy off.
But then it gets worse. Mm-hmm. So if you know that this person is getting, he's already eaten somebody that ate, bro, at least there are at least three zombies, but there had to be four because he got bit by somebody.
Yeah.
So it was already happening when you see the first guy. So it's a group of them. So Ki-Wong is like going back to the apartment. And then Hyesun is just like walking around in the subway where the rest of the homeless people are hanging out because, you know, they ain't got nowhere else to go, man. They don't have no place to go. And they talk about that. If I had somewhere to go, I would go there. Who wants, nobody wants to fucking be here, bitch. Like, right. So meanwhile, she's walking. Ki-Wong pulls up and like her dad pulls up. Now, before her dad had pulled up, it is a cutscene to the dad. Mm-hmm. And I have quotations. That there's like, hey, I found Hyesun on the internet, bro. Mm-hmm. I seen her. So like you, Ki-Wong, you done got Hyesun caught the fuck up with your whippy shit. I don't like it. You posted her without her permission. Now Big Daddy about to come look for them. And you, by his reaction, you can tell he's upset that she's selling herself on the internet. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that they're like, no, your dad is pulling up on you. Cause what the fuck are you doing with, you know, my daughter? Like, what the fuck is your problem? He has a name, though. His name is,
Yes. I apologize if I ruined this. Suk Yu?
Yes. Suk Yu. Mm-hmm. So, now he pulling up with Ki-Wong.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look, we about to find her, okay? So, they go in, but unfortunately, they go into her building, and the landlady is a zombie.
All of a sudden, very quickly, and...
I mean... She was out there, you know, she could have been in her apartment building, but I guess she wanted to harass people about her rent money. So that's what happens.
You're right. Right. And you know what? She may have not been the best landlord because it was looking kind of, you know, shaky in there. I was a little stressed with these guys.
Yeah. So this is what happens after all the shenanigans or whatever. They over here in this area dealing with the landlady stuff. You go back because you're always switching back and forth because they're trying to find each other. And
I like that. Sorry. I like that a lot. I like that it was like, first of all, I really like that this movie was animated. It really sets itself apart from the other two movies just because of this alone. So, boom, you have a whole different kind of movie. Right. And then, like, you get these different perspectives. You don't have, like, a split screen. And it didn't feel like I was being tossed all over the place because usually when we change, like, actual perspectives through characters, sometimes people, like, it doesn't translate well on screen, if that makes sense. Like, I definitely see the vision and where they were going, but I'm feeling confused. I'm feeling tossed around. Like, I'm just entering all these worlds. And if that was your point, okay, well, we got that. That's cool. I'm not upset. I just felt like that this, even though we were seeing what was happening to all these different characters at one time in the movie, I did appreciate. I didn't feel like, oh, girl, I'm overwhelmed. What the hell's going on?
Right, right. No, you know what? I feel the same way because... Even with it being animated, I like that they went that direction. It seemed like they could have made it, you know, live action. Because it wasn't really like a lot of characters. I mean, minus like the zombies and the police officers or whatever. So it would have with the characters, they have kind of, some of them have like a dark past, you know, there's like a little bit of mystery. Getting sidetracked. Even though that one girl, is it Hyesun? Hyesun? She really annoyed my existence. And we'll get to that, though, with some of her decision-making.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. Sad. Now, once I watched it out that fourth time, I was like, okay, maybe I can chuck her poor decision-making later on to that. Because she makes a lot of poor decisions, but a lot of people there. Because she in the subway station, motherfuckers, we'd have talked about that. If you see somebody fucking running, I'm running too.
I don't give a fuck what it could be, a bug, it could be a mouse, a fight, gun, police. I don't give a fuck. If they're running in one direction, I'm also now running in that direction.
You absolutely have been with me, ma'am, lady, Zena. You don't know, girl, but I'm here to let you know. I don't run everybody that's listening. I've said this before on this podcast. Running is just not me. Like, it's just, girl, But the only time I do run when it's the last train of the night, it's the last bus, because if you down bad, you got to get the bus, you know, or if that's your mode of transportation, or if it's an emergency.
Right.
But you ain't see me. I'm about to be the fastest person out of there. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Right.
If I
would
have seen somebody getting eat. First of all, if I would have seen somebody eating someone as I turned the corner, I'm going to spin right back around in the same motion and go right where I came from. Let alone the zombies is coming. No, no. Worst nightmare. I'm so stressed.
Oh my God. But she in here, motherfuckers running, and she waits. She eventually runs, but she waits too long. She waits too long because she waits till somebody gets tackled and eaten first. And you meet this homeless man. They never really give them a name. It's just old man. So
yeah,
he helps her along, like, which is, you know, something we see in the next movie also. The homeless people are like, bitch, I'm trying to survive, but I'm also not gonna kick you down. They're not into punching down, you know. And I feel like from that position, you don't even think to punch down. You know, you're just about trying to get as many people up as you can. Now they running like a motherfucker. They find a fucking police station. Now they in there, but they end up in the jail cell. So now they stationary. That's it. Now we flashing back to the fucking apartment, dog. They done got the landlady ass. The other zombie got these motherfuckers trapped in the bathroom, which is also stupid because I'm like, why don't you just beat him again with the fucking thing? You
had right. Hand.
Like, bust his face open and shut the fucking door. Or open the door a little bit and hit his head again. Like, I don't understand. I just really wasn't understanding the logic. But also, if a pending zombie apocalypse happened, I don't know what I might do if the zombies run that goddamn fast. Adrenaline, my brain might be made of soup.
My brain is going to be made of soup. I'm here to let you know this.
No, honestly, same. I know, like, and I'm so happy that you admit that, because some people are always trying to say, like, oh yeah, what they would do in the zombie apocalypse, and they know that they wouldn't. Like, I'm the same way. I would not survive at all. But I mean, I would need help. Hopefully I might have somebody to help me along the way, like that old man was helping that girl.
Yeah, because otherwise, girl, I've told y'all, as if the zombie apocalypse happened, we live in a high rise, I'm just going to lock the door, put the bookshelf in front of the door, and stay.
Yeah. Starve to death.
Yeah, I'd rather starve to death, girl, or just with fifth floor. If I got to jump, girl, I'm just going to jump, but I'm not about to get eaten alive.
Right.
Not doing that, okay? And the hallway is small, so they're not about to just bust the door down unless they're super strong like vampires or something. But if they're just zombies that are fast, they might not even be able to work the door. So we can just, as long as we stay in here and they can't see us,
they ain't got to worry about me making no noise.
Right.
Being here quiet as a bitch, playing Monopoly.
Wow.
We ain't got shit else to do. The internet power
perfect game to take up time. That game could last days if you
want. It is. That is such a long game. But you know what? That reminds me of that South Korean movie. You guys watched that movie Alive? That's on Netflix? Yeah. Honestly, he could have just stayed in there. I think I would have been fine in the apartment.
Yeah. Now, what I was thinking in my brain while y'all were talking about this, so I'm so glad you brought up Alive. We on the same page. Those zombies were very strong. Okay, that door was made of metal. How the hell did you do? How did you do that? Like, so if it was a zombie situation like that, I'd be sick. So I know I was about to be a goner because absolutely not. Our door is also very strong. So I'm just like, but you know. I love that. I loved it in that story because it gave a little extra like twist to it. So you really got to be super shook. And then I also like the way the zombies were moving in this story.
Yeah. Same.
Real fast. I like to look at it. I would rather have Walking Dead zombies. I can outrun them. Girl, I will jog it up. But
oh yeah, we had that. I would definitely maybe go outside and get some snacks.
You can make some supply runs, but if you had the zombies from Night of the Living Dead, Return of the Living Dead, they'll call the police on you. They're gonna call for more units.
Send more cops.
Please don't. So they climb out which was the harder thing to do, because I would have broke the other part of the toilet and start beating the shit out the zombie. But you know what? In my mind, because at that point you're in the room and you have time to think. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're on the run. And also climbing upward, I'm a die. Girl, I don't have no upper body strength.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Couldn't be me. I'm literally just sitting here like, it just could not be me. All of this sounds like hard work trying to survive in the zombie apocalypse. Y'all can say, hey, girl, you about to take the easy way out. I sure am.
I could die for
food. I'm going to sit right here. We can get it popped. I don't know what y'all want to do, but let me tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to sit up here and fake that I can outrun a zombie. I can outsmart the zombie, because zombies are different.
I just think that, you know, again, with the decision making in this movie and even some other ones, it's just choose quiet activities. You know, like you were saying with Monopoly. Just play Monopoly. You know what I mean? I'm being serious. Read some books.
Yeah.
You know, eat the snacks. You know, I remember in the movie Alive, they were making like what, noodles and stuff and moving all. No. Just boil the water and put the noodles in there and that's it. You don't need anything else. You know, like they were getting out of control.
I agree.
Also, I think they had like electricity generators.
They did. They
girl, I'll be watching movies real quietly.
There you go.
Going, like just
girl, put on the subtitles.
Mute subtitles. Just be like, damn, that's crazy. We just want to read it and just be entertained. Thank goodness I love reading. It's going to be so, it's, I don't know, make sure your shoes is off at all times. You don't even need the shoes, except for when you go out for your supply runs. If that's what
right.
Yeah, and I'm wearing either combat boots or so I can kick a zombie in the face if need be. But again, I'm probably just gonna die. So yep. There's that.
That's fair.
But they climb up to the rooftop and they find a way to make it to the car.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the car and they're calling Hasun. Try like, hey, we're trying to find you. I'm with your dad. We're gonna get to you, girl. We're gonna get you. And she's like, okay, yeah, girl.
But you know what's crazy is not once did she ask to speak to her dad. What do you want to say? The amount of times they interacted, they talked and everything, you didn't want to quickly say hi since you're on the phone?
She didn't want to say that. Or, you know, outside the fact that she's probably like, girl, it's zombies everywhere. She never once thought to say, that's do something else. Like, maybe y'all shouldn't be together. Maybe, you know, you should just focus on doing something. You know, I don't know. I just,
yeah. But she didn't know who it was with until the end.
Maybe she wasn't even thinking about it. Like, she probably thought she had bigger fish to fry.
She thought she heard her name.
Yeah, she probably wasn't thinking about it. But the amount of times that they just kept calling and like her boyfriend, how he was just crying on the phone, you know, so it's just kind of like you wouldn't think to be just one time or, you know what I mean? Like, I just found that weird. Like, just at least let me make sure he's okay. Are you sure my dad's okay? Let me say hi, because I wouldn't be on the phone during a zombie apocalypse anyway, but I would at least want to say hi. You might as well at this point.
You're right. Listen, you're right. And that would have saved a lot of trouble. She was like, okay, then give the phone back to Q-Ball.
But you know what?
Yeah.
From him.
It gave us the shaky ass story.
It did.
Yeah.
It turned.
Very grateful.
So then they get to the car and they're trying to get to her. She's in the jail. They got the police officer in there and some homeless people on her. His ass get bit. And they know what's about to happen, but he got the gun acting dummy. So he ends up getting caught up and beat and losing his gun, but he turns anyway. But he bites somebody else in the cell. So everything is all fucked up. Because they're getting bit in the cell. Why the fuck the police officer, before he turned, calls other police officers? So it's good he called back up. But he says, the homeless are attacking civilians. Like, they not civilians. Bitch. I was like, oh, you know what? That's why your ass about to turn, bitch.
They're not invisible. Yeah. It made me think about, what was that movie? Parasite. Spoiler.
Oh.
I said it real fast. For everybody that made it this far and you haven't seen Parasite, I'm still giving you a chance. Spoiler.
Watch it.
Yes. When you start like talking about like classism and just like hierarchies and stuff, I was like, girl, please, like, is this truly, and I'm not very, and I'm going to admit, I'm not super well-versed, and, you know, I need to get my books together on that, on how, like, you, what the classism and situations look like in South Korea, but to see it in a lot of different movies, I was like, all right, this must be, and it's a reoccurring theme, this must be definitely reflective of what's going on over yonder. So yeah, but it's just like, I'm like, damn, y'all still find the time to hate in the zombie apocalypse? Like, you ain't exactly talking?
Yeah,
today the same wound flave,
the same wound,
the same wound. No. So yeah, now she had to then you cut back to like, so you cut back and forth. They eventually end up in the same spot. Because baby girl, before that gets to that part, let's get to the part when she eventually gets to the bus. The flipped over bus, and everyone's like pooled up and like kettled into this one area, and they're trying to protect themselves, and zombies are on the other side. Also, sidebar, this scene, Zena, I'm not sure if you play video games and stuff, but it was giving me like Fallout 3-4 vibes when you pop up in the camp and it's like people on the inside, one half is protected by a bus and the other half is protected by some bullshit they forwarded together, and this is where they live. And I'm just like, ooh, everybody in here, they trying to survive, but they just in here, like, hopefully the zombies don't, oh, too late.
Yeah.
They're coming up. I'm like, this must have. This, let's talk about this really quickly. Like, that escalated fast as fuck.
Yeah.
The zombies, as well as the military, is on the other side of the bus. And because that's, it isn't where the boyfriend and the dad is, right?
Yeah, because they're on the side with the military and the other side.
Yeah.
And the hospital.
The military is like, girl, if you try to come up here, we finna shoot you. Just fade on sight. Everybody's out here. And they're like, no, we gotta get through, you know, not just them, but a couple other people too. You know how I usually get down, people at the military line, and they're like, no, please don't do it. And the military's like, we gotta get everybody out of here. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't care who's infected, who's not. We're shooting to kill. We are. And then like the intensity of everything that's happening on the other side of the bus, like the zombies are really starting to get like overrun, the defense line, and they're all like kettled into this one part. And like, how fast, like, what's my girl? Hi Soon. She starts to think quick on her feet outside of noticing other people are like skittling up and trying to glit to the top. I was stressed, everybody. Okay. Stressed. I thought the clothesline was gonna pop. I just, you know, the zombies is pulling at her ankle.
She is scratched. She's just looking at her like, oh no.
All yeah.
Think, damn, you done went this long. She got far, everybody.
She did. But you know what? I felt bad for, well, two people around that same scene. So the old man who was helping her along the way while she was in a corner crying. And then he got shot and he died. And then there was a big muscular guy who, like, he had no problem, you know, going on that. You called it a clothesline, you know.
He had like no tightrope, but it was like a clothesline.
Yeah, like, one of them lines.
One of the lines, and he, you know, he was there safely. I would have just watched her and been like, "No, listen, you can do it." Like, I don't think that he should have went back for her. Like, everybody around her is always dying, you know. So it's just like, and I don't understand. Like, okay. I would not be able to do that, what she was doing, like, lift myself up at all. Like, I'm going to try to learn just in case now, because you never know. But, like, why didn't she, like, lift her legs up? You know what I mean?
And just shimmied across with the ankles together.
Right.
That's what I would
do. I would have did that. Also, it's not like a pull-up. Like, I don't know how much upper body strength you got now. I know my ass can't do no pull-ups no more. Okay. I'm not in that kind of shape.
Gotta start practicing.
And it takes a lot of, like, upper body strength to move your body along.
Yeah.
But I feel like adrenaline.
Okay.
I thought adrenaline would help you enough to shimmy enough to get the man hand. I don't know. Because I feel like zombies under my feet would have definitely made me move a little faster. I don't know.
Fuck that exactly.
Yeah, I would have been like, bitch. Or try to kick my foot over. Shit, something.
Yeah, she could have did something. Something. And that's what I mean. She was just sitting there. And what's making it worse is that she wasn't moving. So why don't you keep move? Like, imagine how much, like, I could feel the burn in my own arms. So then that's why you have to keep moving. Like, I was just confused. And then, you know, the big muscular guy, he got snatched up by the zombies. And that was the end of him. But she was safe, as always, well, for this time.
Like, I'm like, yes, bitch, you made it. But also at the same time, I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
not like that. I would have been like, what you said, like, I just would have watched Moviana, like, you can make it, girl.
Yeah, that's
some
it.
Stick or something, shit, bitch. Because I'm not jumping back.
I'm not gonna die for you. I'm on top of the building, baby. I already made it over here.
Exactly. And he didn't even know her. So,
He helped her enough, though. He didn't, you know, I don't think he was obligated to help her get across that tightrope. He basically gave her the idea to run up to the top to safety. Boom. There you go. And he wasn't an asshat. He didn't turn around and be like, no, you can't come with me. He was just like, all right, girl, let's go.
Somebody wouldn't even say that. Somebody would have shook the bitch and made her fall.
You absolutely.
People evil as a bitch. she gets across. Then she fucking falls and shit. I don't know how her legs not fucking broke. Her ankles would have been broke.
And she wasn't wearing any shoes. Okay. So all the glass that she's running on.
Listen, your adrenaline letting you get through this, but you can't shimmy across. Bitch, I'm sick.
Picking and choosing.
Mm-hmm. She ends up, after like tightrope walking her ass across, she ends up in these model apartments. And she finally gets her phone up and like, look, bro, this is where I'm at right here. But at this point, well, first she goes to like offices and stuff and she's leaving all these doors open. That's how she ended up.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, why are you leaving every single door open?
Everything.
Listen, if you shut it, they might not be able to open the fucking door.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe you might not have all these motherfuckers following you.
But you know what? Like you had mentioned to me the other day, just rambling passing, Jazz, her brain is probably made of soup.
Yeah.
She was like, I think her brain just started becoming soup. Like, you know, I think she got scratched on her ankle.
She already infected.
And now it's slowly taking over versus, you know, other people who are changing very rapidly.
Yeah.
And she was like, I just think her brain is made of soup. And I said, oh man, I'll talk to you in a few days.
You know what? No, that makes a lot of sense because that's true. And you know that those doors, they have locks too. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she wasn't using any of that, I think that she was like slowly turning and her brain went first. So,
because she was still moving. Like a lot of people change much faster, but that scratch must have, you know, slowed.
Yeah, but also it wasn't very consistent. I came across a couple people's YouTube pages who were like the CinemaSins, but it wasn't CinemaSins for this movie. And it was just like some people were dying or changing very fast, some people were changing very slow. It wasn't super consistent. Like they were getting bit and still changing fast slow.
Yeah.
It was like an older person changed really slow or really fast, but it was just, I don't know. So I'm like, all right, man, I'm gonna just suspend my disbelief. They changing. That's all I know. At the end of the day, they're gonna be a zombie. That's it. But they get up to the high rise and eventually everybody kind of links up, but it's not the kind of reunion you would have thought it was. Comprise, her dad is actually her like pimp. And that stressed me all the way the hell out. I want y'all to know, I wrote down the bio from the Google machine. So if you go to Google this movie, you're going to see a man desperately searches for his runaway daughter as the government struggles to shut down the area around a zombie outbreak. I said, girl, what? What a description.
Girl.
Because what?
Well, maybe they don't want to give away the twist.
No, I understand, but I was just like, his runaway daughter? Girl, what a way to describe that. Like, okay.
And I thought that they were getting a little bit ridiculous with that storyline because, like, don't get me wrong, were we like surprised and shocked? Of course, yes, you know, but it's like, all right, you guys, they're going a little bit too extreme. You know what I mean? Like, what does this have to do with anything? And at first I thought that she was dreaming because she went to sleep at the desk. And then, you know, just like that, her boyfriend's all calm coming in. And then, you know, her father, at first, you know, we see him in the shadows and then he's yelling. And it's like, wait a minute, there are zombies. Why is he yelling? And then he still wanted to get paid when there's zombies. Like, all he cared about was the money. And there's zombies out there. Like, you were risking your life just for some money the world is ending. Why do you even care about that?
Because he want that control. Mm. He was thinking about that money, that cash, and controlling her.
He was already mad because he found out you're trying to sell yourself on the internet. You got this motherfucking boyfriend with you.
You never ran me my money and you had the nerve to skip on out of town. Girl.
Yeah. And the world is going to shit. I'm taking out all my frustrations on you. It's just
gross. He's just a horrible human. Spoiler alert, for anybody that decides to check in if you haven't already seen this movie, because we told you need to watch it. Trigger warning, not spoiler alert, because I got words. Trigger warning for sexual assault.
Yeah.
So just to put that out there. So the boyfriend, things happen to him. We get back to the end. She's the old girl is now changing. I already put the trigger warning out there, so that's a thing. And won't tell you what happens, but watch the movie, the end.
Yeah.
Not the end forever, but the end. Mm-hmm. The end on that movie. Please watch this movie, y'all.
Listen. It's good.
It is.
It is.
It is.
And even though it wasn't like a happy ending, because obviously we all were like kind, even though Hai Sun, even though she was just annoying, we were still rooting for her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then just the fact that, you know, even towards the, well, at the very end, like the very last clip we see like, you know, the zombies just pretty much just trampling over and just taking over completely. So there's just no hope for anybody.
You know what? To be quite honest, those are my favorite kind of movies because they're realistic. Seriously, like at the rate that infection spreads, obviously, around us, this is realistic.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Like you said, Zena, people got to be more real with themselves. You're not surviving. The reality of you surviving the zombie apocalypse is not as high as you think it is, friend. It's not. And you can even still, and we see like lots of cases of you could be crossing your T's and dotting your I's and something can still happen.
Exactly.
Like anything can happen. You could be on your stuff and one day you fuck up or they just managed to bust through a break in or they caught you slipping or somebody jumped down from just got your ass. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Zombies is crafty. I keep trying to tell y'all. So you never know. It's just, or you with a member of your party just does something stupid and now everybody's legs is getting eaten off. Just piss.
Or even they betray you because humans will betray
you. Oh, girl.
They're the worst.
Exactly. What if the humans outside clicked up and now you have to worry about more so of humanity versus the dead people who are now living dead, who are about to beat your ass. You got to worry about everybody, girl. Like, this is too much. This is too much. Just lock me away.
So I can stop. And you know what? You're so right because I'm sorry, I'm laughing because it's true. Anything can happen. Like, remember in 28 Days Later how the guy looked up and blood dripped in his eye and then he was done?
Bruh. I was so... He just had a peaceful time with his daughter. And it's like, fuck. And you ain't even do shit. You ain't even fuck up. You defended yourself. Y'all just had this popping ass fucking grocery store haul. I believe it was after that. You did all this shit and now you got blood in your fucking eye.
Yeah.
Blood in my eye, dog. And I can't see.
Yes. Sick.
So, yeah, anything can happen.
I'm tired. So now we go to
Train of Busan. I don't even know why I sang that.
I don't know how I joined in. I just
That first of all, I'm gonna just slide right on in. This movie opens very interestingly than I thought, because it's not too often. I'm not wrong about that. It's not too often when we see in an opening kind of scene of a zombie movie where you also are immediately introduced that this can affect the animals too. And I was like, let's go. I was like, oh, okay. But for those who haven't seen, like, basically that's how the movie opens up. You're seeing a guy go through like a kind of inspection station and they're like, hey, you know, just stay away. We're kind of cleaning things up. There's a guy in a suit and he's driving the truck and he hits a deer and then the deer comes back to life and he's just like, I'm just gonna drive away. And then it's like, oh, okay, introduced to clearly things are being reanimated.
Yeah. Right.
And then we meet our main character. You know, I had to write these names down, girl, because I just did a while. Sook Woo. Didn't it open with him at work?
Yes, because it goes straight to him. And okay, so the opening, what I love about the movie, because this movie to me is damn near a perfect fucking movie. Mm-hmm. That starting off, they show you, they set up the stage for like six things. Mm-hmm. First of all, he's driving through, they disinfecting the fucking truck.
Yes.
They're spraying disinfectant. So you already know, he says it's a chemical spill. Okay, then the dude's like, y'all better not be here to kill my fucking pig. So this shit has happened before. Mm-mm. Okay, so he's like, y'all lying. The government would be lying. And you also see the deer reanimating. Okay, so it's like all these things are like, okay, there's zombies. The people lying. There's a chemical spill. This shit about to pop off. Mm-hmm. And my man's is at work, super at work, eating burgers and shit. Talk about sell all the stocks, bitch. Ooh, it's a disaster.
Okay.
Bitch.
When I saw that, I want everyone to know I was sick because immediately the first person we're introduced to is a shithead. And I was like, all right, well, whether it was completely or not, ultimately, he's a doo-doo head dummy. If that's how, mm-hmm. If someone is, anytime, whether it's real life or in a movie, someone's like, sell everything. We gotta sell. You already know they're involved in something shaky.
Exactly.
Listen. And not only is he like, that's sell everything, because the person's like, but if we do that, you're going to fuck the market up. He don't give a fuck. So this lets you know what kind of person he is, all about himself, all about the guala. And then he's like, what are kids like? Bitch.
He done got his towel.
You're a fuck. Mm,
why? A monster.
I'm pissed.
And then he came in on the phone in the car, in a nice car, arguing with his ex-wife. You don't even know that she wants to come here. You don't know. And he's like, I'm going to raise her. You're never at home. I don't understand why you... Okay.
You mean somebody else is raising her or she raising herself? Mm. Or you at work? I mean, I'm not going to shame people who work a lot, but also at the same time, you know, some people just don't need parents.
Yeah.
That's just it. You just our truth. You may not have the time. And that's okay. But this man didn't even know nothing about his daughter. Like, he just seemed very disconnected from her life. He just really seemed like it's just work was more of a priority than his home life. And obviously, this is your ex-wife. So it seems like this is something that obviously had happened. Y'all grew apart. You know, people grow apart. But this seems like a theme. Like, maybe that was something that went on, you know, background information with them, because you see it kind of play out with the daughter. She prefers to be with her mom, despite not even being home alone. She's with the grandma. And she's kind of just like, I spend more time with the grandma than I spend with you, dad, because you always at work. Because the dad come home and he giving her a wee for, I guess, Children's Day, or I think that's what the day is or something like that.
Her birthday.
Yeah, birthday.
I thought it was Children's Day. And she's like, oh, she got a wee before on Children's Day. And I'm just like, you're so disconnected. You can't even half-ass keep a log of the stuff you bought for her. Right. So you can at least, I mean, shithead idea. You can at least seem like you gave a crap and not buy her the same thing twice. It's like, I already have this. Thanks, though.
Yeah.
Now he had to take her. Now you got to take me to see my mom. Because when he pull up on her, she was under the cover secret talking. You know, kids be under the cover trying to pretend that can't nobody fucking hear them. Just because the cover over your head does not mean I can't fucking hear them. They suck at whispering.
Just because the cover's over your head doesn't mean I can't see you. Actually, yes, it does. If you know what? I feel like people just be invisible if they want to. But that's just me in my own brain.
Well, she got her ass caught. He's like, fine, fuck it. Take you. And he take her. So shit pops off almost immediately.
I love that. Once again,
they ride around and getting it, you know. And the first thing they see is all these ambulances and shit. They roll the window down. It's ashes coming down and shit. This all this shit on fire. They pull up to the bus. They let them on the bus, and they're like, "All right, cool. Not the bus, the fucking train." But you see that a girl has snuck on the train.
I want everyone to know that I was pissed, okay? I thought that was very selfish. And she's apologizing as she's changing. And she's like, I'm sorry. No. If you were so sorry, why the hell you didn't keep your ass on the platform?
Which I didn't get why she didn't. Because she knew it was going to happen anyway. But this whole movie, it has a lot of selfish people in it anyway. So it's just the start, you know.
I know. Once again, another kind of running theme. But I was just like, it's not too late to barrel roll back off the train.
Yes. And I'm just like, girl, or at least lock yourself in the fucking bathroom.
You could have did that. No, you laying in between cars. Oh, and you inconsiderate because you in the middle of the floor. Can you roll over to the side, please? No, she's blocking doorways. If you want to be selfish, just be selfish in the corner, not blocking the whole thing. People can't even run past you in peace when they trying to hide because you in the middle. Blocking up the road to freedom. I'm tired. So I was legit pissed because I was like, damn, she coming to ruin that day. Because once again, you just minding your business. Nigga, you about to be going on vacation. You know, reluctantly going to, for this family, reluctantly going to see his ex-wife, but also trying to meet his daughter halfway and make her happy. And next thing you know, somebody then brought, if they infect themselves on the train, trying to kill everybody and make everybody sick at the same time.
You know what? And it's true. And maybe this is like selfish on my half, but I can't help myself. When I first watched the movie, I remember being exhausted because I'm thinking about myself, even though obviously I wasn't there. So I am a woman who loves handbags. I have huge handbags. I like carrying my whole life in them, okay? So imagine when you finally get your seat, and imagine there's like a zombie on there killing people and stuff like that. Not saying I'm going to try to drag my whole purse with me, but just think about when you finally settle down, either you're about to go on vacation or you're going to work or you're visiting a family member, you just want to relax, listen to some music, maybe watch a movie, and you can't because of one selfish person.
That train would have made it there untouched, and it would have been no zombies on the train, and they could have made it all the way to the second station with a bus full of regular people, and they could have worked together and really got it popping. Now the other dude, somebody else would have sabotaged some shit, but at least they would have made it far enough.
And you know what, Zena, you're right. Ain't nothing like finally putting your purse down. Okay, you even got comfortable. And now all of a sudden they cutting up on the train. Dang, come on.
Yeah, what? Like, come on. Or no, like, even think about it. Even when someone loud comes on and then you have to switch, you know what I mean? Yes. Go through that little door. Like, that's exhausting. So I know the feeling. And then you add zombies to the mix? No thanks.
Right. People want to talk on speakerphone for 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
Put some fucking headphones in.
And then the zombies show up. Damn!
Hope they eat your ass first.
Just pissed. So obviously, y'all, she bites somebody else. Y'all know how this go. The train cars, and she's in the middle of, she's in a very peculiar part of the train. So there's like the upper half where everyone's trying to essentially make their way to, and then the back half. So the zombies, they just spreading everywhere. And people are getting separated from their families. We're introduced to new characters. What's my man's name? I wrote it down. Sang-kwa and his wife, Sung-gyeong. Okay, I try my best. I apologize. And I really love this. Oh, we're also introduced to a displaced man, another homeless man, like Jess said, that's in this story. And he gets on the train, too, around the same time as the person who was infected. And he's locked up in the thing. You know, they're all, somebody always had a hate on him as well, trying to treat him different. And he's on the train low-key trying to warn people, like, so, you know, everybody's dead. You know, just he's just repeating stuff back and forth. You're not really sure if he's obviously has a lot of PTSD. Girl, you just saw people getting ate up, okay? We're gonna be shaking too.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're treating him like shit, but at the same time, trying to run away from the zombies. And like we said, there are a lot of people who are being selfish and nasty, even in the midst of a horrific event. Like, girl, I can't believe y'all found the time. But okay. Like, shows where your priorities are. I love this writing because it's really just like, you created some really shitball characters, but I want them to live, but I also want them to die. Because if they live, that's less people who are infected on this train. If they die, well, it's satisfying.
Fair.
Yeah. Because more shitheads get into the plane.
Because of course you talk about that they think they don't want to listen. When they say, is somebody on a train? You think it's the fucking girl who's literally the threat to everyone.
And they think it's the displaced man. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Y'all fucked up. But guess what? The train start taking off. Now, as the train take off, somebody get tackled, bro. Because the zombie, there's a breakout right at the station. And what's baby girl name? Suan. She sees the shit like, oh, and her dad is asleep. She's like, oh, She don't know what to say. Like, mm-hmm. she's a young girl. I'm like, I wouldn't know what the fuck to say either, but I also probably would have woke my mama up and say, I don't know, get the chopper.
I would have had to pop my mama that day. Get out. Hey, get the gag. Little, hey, mom, please. Just start yelling, wake up. You know she would have went to shits. Oh, no.
Listen, but the girl from the bathroom comes out. She's clearly starting to turn, seizing. And what I like about these zombies is them bones start cracking the fuck up. And they start popping. And she's like, yep, I'm a zombie now. And bites the fucking attendant. Mm-hmm. So the attendant runs into the baseball card. Like, there's a baseball team going somewhere. Mm-hmm. You got the baseball players. Girl. Now, most of them, you know, probably don't make it. But you got...
Girl, I didn't bother writing their names down because
the girl that did.
Oh yeah, because them, yes, they're important characters.
And Young Gook. Mm-hmm. So those are the ones you need to remember because I mean,
child, team. It's like Game of Thrones. Don't get attached to nobody.
Yes, no one. Don't get attached to anyone. Mm-hmm. But they're all the performances are so good.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
You will get. I agree.
Amazing. So the baseball players are getting ate the fuck up. Now they have bats. Because baseball team and they're trying to make so some of them do make it through to the next car that's safe and they everybody run it. Everybody's like, ah, we gotta get the fuck out of here. So everybody makes it. However, Sang-hwa and his wife, wife and baby mother.
Yes.
They're trying to make it and fucking Young-suk. Shuts the fucking door. He don't open the door for them.
Oh, Suk-woo?
Suk-woo, dang. Young Suk is the...
baseball?
No, that's Young Gook.
Oh, no. Young Gook. Okay.
Y'all, I'm sorry. There is an evil CEO, trained CEO.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. his name is very close.
You know, I understand. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, they all go up and they're like, all right, we got to make it out. But they shut the door on Sang-hwa, and he gets in and was like, what the fuck, asshole? You shut the door on me, bitch. And they was like, they cover the door and you realize zombies, they only attack you if they can see you. And they don't know how to work the door. So they're not smart, but they fast.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck. If you chop their legs off, they still gonna be trying to chase your ass.
Yes.
Right.
And what I did like about this particular scene, Su-Ann kind of gets to see, like, there's... It's what's the word, like, message? It's not about, like, but this, like, it, that, I feel like that's what's popping into her head, but not the way we know message, but the message she's receiving is her dad is a shaky human. And there's multiple examples of this, even leading up to this point. The part with her birthday, she probably, you know, her mom probably kikiing on the phone or kikiing in the house about their daddy all the time. You know, you know how after you get grown, you start having little jokes with your mom?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like, you just like that. She's not that old, but, you know, it's, you know. So that's probably going on. She's on the train. There's this emergency situation. And although, you know, we could understand why it's like a, hey, I'm just trying to make sure me and my daughter good and we about to get the fuck. But Su-Ann did not like the Su-Woo, was just basically trying to shut all the other people out. And she's like, Dad, we don't even have to be like that. Like,
yeah.
And he's like, yes, we do. But she didn't like that. It was a very stank. And I like how they tried to, like, lay the groundwork for this lesson very early on. Also, like, in the previous movie we discussed, but you get to see it in a different lens, like in a father-daughter relationship. Mm-hmm. So you get father-daughter tag team in zombie apocalypse. Crazy. Love that.
So at this point, they're hanging out. They're just waiting on the train. Okay, and you got these two elderly sisters also.
Oh,
I love them.
Eat
the egg. I know you hungry. What did you boil the egg? What the fuck is going on in here? Come on, sit down. You need to sit down. You older than me.
They're so cute.
Yes, I love them. They're very cute. But they also see the shit popping off. They saw the fights on the TV. So now everybody up in the train trying to mind their business.
They thought it was like rowdy protesters.
Girl.
I was like, okay, that also speaks to a lot of other things too. Political.
Yes. Because they was like, they will be re-educated. What? Mm-mm. These are zombies, girl. This is a Wendy's. they're supposed to go to this next station where the military is there. But mm-hmm. you hear the CEO and the man, the homeless man, the displaced man. He hears them. He's trying to follow him because he's like, girl, they about to, you know, pull me up to the side. And, you know, Sue Ann, her daddy, he's trying to get them all over there while everybody else is going down to the soldiers.
And, you know, he on that phone, too, trying mm-hmm. to figure out. It's just everything about this scene had me going, the whole time.
Bruh, they get to see the soldiers and. The soldiers are dead. Everybody's dead. Mm-hmm. The infection has spread, and now everybody got to turn back around and try to get back on the fucking train.
Yeah.
And who?
I would have died right there.
Yep.
I knew that's where I would have got kicked out the story.
Mm-hmm. Same.
What? Like, this is like a horde of zombies running like full speed through mm-hmm. an open train station, and then like, depending where you live, listening to this, everybody train stations kind of look different. To me, this looked like a really huge kind of open airport space. So mm-hmm. imagine that. Or a really super large like arena space, like a shopping area space, but it had lots of seats. And they're mad dashing across. You have this like really slow motion. I really like the camera work when the drama was trying to come through mm-hmm. where you have yeah. this man who's running and the daughter's coming and dad and he's trying to decide, you know, what we're going to do. And once again, still like making possibly ship all decisions, possibly, you know, not one for all. Just literally, I'm just going to be by myself and my baby. Mm-hmm. And that's it. But, you know, everybody with an asterisk eventually makes it back to the train. But people are once again, like split up and separated in different cars. Mm-hmm. So now a new issue has arisen. Like, we're trying to, one, make it to the front of the train, but also, like, I think it's the daughter,
Sue Ann,
mm-hmm. the old lady, and somebody else.
The pregnant lady. Yes. They're all in the joint. Mm-hmm. But Sang-hwa, Young-guk, and where's the dad's name?
Oh, Sue Woo.
Yes, they're all together. And they was like, mm-hmm. she didn't want the pregnant woman to call the phone. Say, what? Get your motherfucking ass down here, bitch. And I was like, well. And now I love him. He big and brawly. He done took his jacket off. Everybody's like, what car they in? We in his car. Ain't nobody saying shit, bruh. Young-guk just starts wrapping his fucking arms.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. what's like, I like these characters. They ain't about to cry like, oh, we can't make it. They like, well, I guess we just got to go down and get
out. I mean, that's all you can do at this point.
Mm-hmm. And then watching their journey to make it to the other party, it was very stressful. Mm-hmm. Especially when they full-fledged discover like, okay, we're just going to travel during this part has a bridge. I know there's a bridge coming up here, et cetera, et cetera. And they're going to take advantage of Ooh. The darkness.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's like, you know, trains going through like tunnels and bridges and all that other stuff, that does not last very long.
It doesn't.
So it's just, I like this though. I do. I can't recall ever seeing people maneuvering through a zombie apocalypse situation this way. You know, we usually see people run through like tunnels underground, like in Dawn of the Dead, mm-hmm. Like under, you know, like trying to get back to buildings. We usually see people, trying to shimmy through like little what is that, ceiling fixtures with like air ducts and all that yeah. other stuff. We see mm-hmm. that, but I can't recall seeing a time where somebody's like, all right, I need to get from this one end of the car to the next, and it didn't shit itself. Like it was cool. I liked watching it. It was different. Love that.
That was like a stressful scene. If I would have yeah. made it off of that platform when they stopped at the station somehow, because I don't think I would have, but say if I did, and they were, you know, they came up with that plan going through the tunnels or whatever, or waiting for the tunnels, that's a part for sure that I know that I wouldn't survive. Yeah. I would just tell them, just go without me. Maybe I can hide in a bathroom or something. Like, like, I mean, what else can you do? And I honestly don't want to be that annoying character, like, oh, go without me, and I really don't mean it, you know? No, mm-hmm. really, just go without me. You'll be fine.
It's, I mean, because only two things gonna happen. You're gonna luck up and mm-hmm. be able to walk away, maybe without a scratch. Ooh, surprise, because, you know, every once in a while we get a surprise return character. So it might work right. out for you. Or, you know, what you already accepted. You finna be a zombie. Mm-hmm. You just gonna starve to death in the closet. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm fine with that. I'd rather starve. We talked about that though.
That's it. We're here. chat. So they're on this train and they're still trying to make it to Busan. Busan is still the end, but you know, they're losing contact with all the neighboring kind of towns and cities. Mm-hmm. Like, it's getting shaky. It's not looking good. Mm-hmm. We're only getting the perspective of this train situation, but you're seeing shit blow up in the background. You know, it's crazy out there in these streets.
Yeah.
Especially if you're pulling up to every train station and the zombies is beating the hell out the train, just like jumping up like, rah! And then you could tell like these zombies are moving different, y'all. Like, they're piling on top of each other and not kind of like World War Z. Yes, mm-hmm. in some parts, but not completely. And I like that because I did not like that in World War Z, but also.
Yeah.
Like, but these zombies are really just like, they're pouncing on people like jumping spiders, and they're just really just out here trying to beat your ass. And I am a fan, but also not a fan because I'm scared. So they eventually make it, our parties get together, they make it to the front of the train, but once we get to the front of the train, the people in the front of the train won't let them in. Mm-hmm. The zombies are coming behind, they're stressed, they're trying to bang through the door, they eventually fight their way in, and the people who have all congregated at the front, like, they have all kinds of shit going on, they have that backstory, I forgot the girl's name, but she eventually was up there, they took her cell phone, yeah, because she was able to communicate with them, and they stomped that shit out, they said, girl, we said they are dead, okay, please stop trying to give them hope. We are good over here. We're not opening the door. Mm-hmm. We said that. So eventually the outer party has made their way in. And the way that these people are just like disrespectful. They're like, boo, hiss, get out, go to the other car, blah, blah, blah. And the old lady's sitting here and she's just like, it's seeing that they won't let them in. And she has decided, fuck it, YOLO. I'm about to open the door after our friendly party has made it to the other mm-hmm. car after they've been like chastised and shamed, yeah, like literally did a walk of shame,
which is perfect. They send them to the car, but mm-hmm. she opened the door because y'all let her sister get murked.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. her sister was just like, I just can't do this, these people are terrible, and just let, because she had enough time to go.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
and Saint-Waugh got, because now Saint-Waugh is holding the door shut, like, and which is so sad because he's my favorite character.
Yeah, y'all really
took out Saint-Waugh, bruh, and he was
that hurt.
Like, no, no, and they send them to the car, but when she opened the door, they are now safely in the next car.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the zombies come and beat everybody ass.
And I like mm-hmm. that also they don't necessarily show 100% what's happening on the opposite side of the door, because they were so like up their own asses. They tried mm-hmm. to call themselves locking them, the party that we're all with, because I'm not naming everybody's name, but you know, we all know who's together. They tried to lock them away in the front. They're like, yeah, those guys are trash. We're gonna lock them up there. Yeah, so since you basically created a fortified situation for them, they're not gonna get their ass bit, but all you see is like blood splashing mm-hmm. up against them. It's like, it's a blood, that's an ass fest in there. It's a slaughterhouse. It's crazy. So they eventually make it. Our remaining parties, we have Suk Woo, we have Su Ann, Sung Young. Did I miss somebody? We have the conductor, of course, because the conductor of the train is still with us.
CEO Jungkook and Jinhee are still alive when we.
Oh yes! Oh, they somehow made it,
because Jinhee goes with them. Jinhee say, "I don't want to be with y'all. Y'all fucked up."
Well, we find out the CEO eventually was hiding in the cubby, like Xena said, and then he pulls out like bow and sacrifices his fucking assistant. Like, oh my god!
It's like he could have just stayed in there, but okay.
Still wreaking havoc, like, and the people have hopped off the train because the conductor was like, girl, I'm parking the train, I'm about to go get to another one. Basically everybody just try to be safe, let's get mm-hmm. So they're out and they're running, and because the CEO was a doo-doo head and some of the doors open up, the zombies are jumping through the trains, everyone's on the run, like mm-hmm. it's a mad dash for the new train, and it's such a stressful kind of sequence. Everybody's like, the train's about to fall on the family. The displaced man is like, I'm gonna sacrifice myself because the little girl showed so much care and love for me this time, like mm-hmm. to make sure I was safe and these people protect me and the pregnant woman. So they want, he wants to protect them. I'm like, damn, that was very noble of you.
Yeah.
And they eventually, you know, what's her name? Sung-kyung mm-hmm. and Su Ann, and Gyukyu, they all kind of make it to the new train, and of course the fucking CEO, the evil CEO, is on the train, and he is what? Infected.
Mm.
Bruh.
I hate everything about this. You're still here?
Bruh.
How did you make it this far? And you're still wreaking havoc? Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like,
you had to do it one more time.
Had to do it to him. You know what? Let me stop because I'm. Have you seen that video, Zena?
No. What video?
Okay, Jazz, you know what video I'm talking about? It's that man, Zena, I know you got a Twitter girl. It's this man in the video coming out of the timeline. He's sitting in the driver's seat. He got a little baby bottle of Hennessy.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I had a door to him. And he's about to take a sip. It's the little Mickey shots.
Oh my God. No, I haven't seen it.
I'm gonna leave it there because when I see it, I'm gonna send it to you because I'm sitting here like, you had to do it to him. No, you did not have to do it to nobody. You could have just died in peace somewhere else. You're still ruining these people's lives. And because of you, I honestly feel like this is one of the saddest endings I've seen in a zombie movie
yeah.
in my present existence. I don't want to spoil it for people who have not seen this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want, like, spoiler alert, just move forward, y'all. Move forward a couple minutes. Just for us to, like, chat, like,
yeah,
I cried.
Yeah,
I was good. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God.
They're showing the baby pictures, bro. He's just like, oh, my baby, her feet. He sacrificed.
Yeah.
And he was so happy. He was crying and shit. I was like, oh no. And you see the shadow. He dropped himself off, sacrificed himself off the train to let his baby go.
Lord.
He locked him in there so they don't, you know, because Sue Ann was trying, like, no!
Yeah.
I
was
like, now, I understand, baby girl, but your daddy's about to be a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he throws himself off the train. And
It was the singing for me, you know, like she wanted to finish something, you know, kind of like what her dad said. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like she might as well should just die. Like, I know it's like, oh, you survived and all that other stuff, but she's old. That's going to like traumatize her for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right. I don't know what, like, because girl, what you watch.
The real thing is, where do y'all go from here? Like, I mean, yeah. I knew you eventually, you know, Su-in and Sung-yung. Eventually make it off the train. They're walking, like you said, down, and they run into the army. The army's, you know, they make you feel like they're going, you have a closing scene like, oh, they might get shot in the long distance. But he pauses for a second, and he hears her saying aloha oi. And aww. I was just like,
oh. That hurt.
Yes, especially that call back to her, not, and we didn't really chop it up about it, but, you know, her not being able to complete, or she kind of accidentally flubbed her performance at school that her dad didn't even get to make it to. And then he's watching the video later and she's embarrassed and people laughing at her. Like, it was just so sad. And you know, the fact that her dad's last, you know, act on earth was, you know, to protect her by sacrificing himself, as he should have, because he was infected as a zombie. And I loved it in this movie. I don't like how they tried to recreate this kind of scene in Train to Busan Peninsula. And here I am. I've started.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are.
You and me, privacy. We're here. Now, this movie is new as hell. So I'm not going to go super deep into it, regardless of spoiler alerts. But just essentially for those who are listening, thanks for still listening, y'all. the overview is this military group, military group, air quotes. They're first on a mission to get this money and from this truck off of like Peninsula. So basically all people who are zombie infected are all over there. Like there is a place where they've gotten to a point where everybody over there, they dead. But we over there. But there's a big truck full of money over there. So if you're trying to get to that cash, you got to go over there, sneak in, and get the money. And shit plays out from where it goes. Now, if you do not want to hear us go deep into it, because we're about to tear this shit to shreds, that's how I feel. maybe not that as extreme, but just rewind forward, like, you know, a couple minutes. Okay, and let's go. I liked the way that this story had kind of played out. I thought it was how they tried to introduce like the guy, they're trying to all get away. You know, you see, we're kind of still tossed into it. They don't have to start us over with a new introduced zombie situation. The zombies are here. I like that. I liked how, because there's so many names for you. Let me turn my page.
Yeah.
We have Jung Suk, I apologize if I said that incorrectly, who's like this army guy, and he's got his sister with him, and his brother-in-law, and his nephew, and he's trying to, you know, help. They're all trying to get some refuge in the zombie apocalypse. They come across in their car, like, driving, and they're slowing down because there's, like, a family on the side of the road. The dad looks kind of injured, or somebody, I think it's the dad, they look kind of injured, and he's like, I don't really know if I want to help him. And you know what? Once again, we're having this conversation about selflessness and helping others and making these hard decisions. I can't really blame you for not wanting to assist because you don't know what caused the injury. At this point, you already know as a character, as a viewer, what the fuck is going on. So I don't really, you know, I feel bad. And then, like, but however, we see these same people again. We're gonna put a plague in that. But before we get there, they make it to this boat. The boat accidentally, someone on the boat is infected because they're all trying to get away. And, you know, that whole scene with the mom and the son in the room. And I was just like, I understand to a certain degree that she couldn't leave her kids, but am I trash? Because I would have said, fuck them kids. Am I trash? Okay. Yeah. I had to say it all.
No. You do some you do some things when you're scared, so we can't blame you entirely. You know,
like, the baby is a zombie. Like, you can see the child is turning. There is nothing you can do, and the only you can either stay and probably and you know I get it. I'm gonna just stay. Fuck it. You know, I'm not even about to do the zombie shit no more. My baby did. That's it. I get it. But if I really decided I wasn't ready to, like, go out yet, because we already know ultimately if I don't get it, I don't get it. If there was a way that I could just go, oh, my baby, I love you, and not lean in to get ate up, because essentially that's what happened to her, I'm going to just go, oh, and then turn and hit the door.
Listen, well, she stays or get bit the fuck up.
All right, do what you got
to
do.
The brother's trying to save her, but he can't let nobody in the room, which means the brother-in-law is like, why? You should have just let me die. Oh, my God, I hate everything.
I would have jumped off the boat.
And, you know, I kind of felt, and this might sound messed up, with Jung-suk, right? I think that was possibly karma for him not helping the family earlier, you know? And it's just like, this sounds messed up. Like, with the father, with that family at the side of the road, the father, fine, don't help him because he looked like something bit him and he was infected. But they probably could have, like, take the wife or even, like, the little girl. Like, this may sound a little bit bad. Maybe they could have been in the trunk. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
lap up.
Or lap up, whatever. But it was just kind of like, I feel like this was kind of like karma coming back for him. So.
I agree. What was you guys' favorite moments? Like, did you have any favorite moments from this film?
It was very action filmy. A lot of CGI and action stuff and car chases. Although the car chases gave me zombie, dark, Mad Max kind of situation.
Same.
Yeah. I liked it, but also I just feel like this was kind of an action movie with zombies in it. I didn't feel the same attachment for these people. Maybe because they only show that he's a coward. I don't really have anything else for him. Like, he just constantly leaving people behind. People are constantly dying around him. Because even his brother getting caught the fuck up fucking with him. He was trying to help, and his ass was trying to hide in the truck, and he got caught up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just feel like, well, what else does he have?
Yeah.
He don't show he really willing to sacrifice until fucking an hour and 15 minutes into the damn movie, girl. We're almost done.
You're absolutely right.
It's not that I didn't hate this movie, but I didn't love it. Okay. And I'm kind of disappointed because you guys remember we just spoke about Train to Busan and how honestly it's a perfect movie. It's a perfect zombie movie. It has all the great ingredients that's needed for a zombie movie. And it was at the same time, we have those same tropes. We have those elements that we've seen in other zombie movies, but then we're also, they offered us something new. There was something very fresh to it. And the fact that just using in America as an example, a lot of people, they don't like to watch movies with subtitles, you know? So the fact that people were willing to do that because of this movie, it's like, wow, it's like a whole new world, right? So hearing that there's going to be a sequel that takes place, like, what was it, 4 years later?
Yeah.
I was excited. I was so hyped about this movie. I couldn't wait to see it. You know, I just felt a little bit disappointed. You know, I felt disappointed because maybe this is selfish on my half, and maybe they wanted to keep that mystery. I wonder what happened to, you know, Su-Ann from the previous one, you know, what happened with the pregnant lady. I thought we would at least see them, even if they're not the focus. And I don't like how they tried to still play with our hearts by trying to, you know, they had some children in this one. Then they also tried, you know, they wanted us to be attached to the characters, but for some reason I didn't feel any connection with them, you know? So, and then visually it's just kind of like, okay, it is, you know, like you said earlier, it is a action horror movie. I'm not the biggest fan of action movies. You know what I mean? So for me, it was kind of hard for me to stay in it, which is so crazy to say that, because I know it's like all this stuff is happening. There's like trucks and explosions and stuff. But, you know, I want to see blood. I want to see blood. I want to see bodies and heads getting ripped off. And I don't really, we didn't really get that, you know? We were talking about with Train to Busan, the blood splatter, like that really just brought joy to my heart. And the fact that we didn't get that is just, you know, but at the same time, we still had those same characters that we've seen before, where they're selfish, where they're mean, and oh yeah, we want money, even though they're zombies, who cares, but we need money, you know? And it's just like, I don't know. Then once again, still making like wrong decisions. So it's like, I'm not trying to sound like, hey, I won't say like, don't ever watch this movie. I think you shouldn't watch it at least once, but just know, this might sound a little bit messed up, but just bring down your expectations just a little bit, because I went in thinking that we're still going to have that same type of energy. And I don't know what happened with the director, because he wrote and directed the previous one, Train to Busan. And I think that he did it with this one too, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, what happened? Were you trying to impress people? And I mean, clearly he was, because then we have like some English speaking parts, and it was just awkward, you know? So, but again, I'm not saying that this movie is bad. I don't think it's bad. It was not my favorite. I don't see myself watching it again anytime soon, you know? But that's just me.
No, that's exactly how I feel. I don't say hate. Hate's a strong word. I don't dislike this movie. I feel like it was trying to bring the, but I'm still going to come tear it to shreds. I'm still going to find something positive to say about it. But however, like, these are the things I didn't like. I felt like it was trying to bring the same spirit from the previous movies into this one, even down to the, but it was like spirit, but it was trying to also give us the same, it was trying to recreate moments at part two. And I'm like, each movie was good because it brought something different every time. And I know this difference was like, it's action horror. Okay. Like, I too am not a fan of action movies like that, but you know, I'll give it a try. This is dead people. Let's get it. Like, but also like, I didn't feel connected to the characters. I really tried to connect with them. I did think the story, when they get to, you know, they actually try to get to the money and they're attacked by that troop that's there. Of the soldiers, I forget the number that they were a part of, but the group of soldiers who kind of basically, you know, turn into more like raiders, people who are out here just like, we about to be out here, this the wasteland, we out here just thugging it with the zombies every day, but we're not just trying to get away from the zombies, we didn't capture a few of them, and then you have like a Thunderdome, like, entertainment arena, like, it's like, you know, fucking Olympic times, and we're about to just fight to the death, but you're fighting to the death with zombies. Like, that whole part there, I was like, okay, I see where this is going, but also for me, I was kind of just like, okay, well, this is pushing the story along, this is working for me, I'm not hating it, I just didn't feel that same excitement as I did, and I didn't go in like, yeah, this movie's gonna be awesome. I too kind of wondered if we were gonna find out what happened to the fate of our previous characters. I'm kind of upset about it, but also I'm just like, okay, like, they're just trying to give us another perspective to this thing. But I wish like they had like a side, like, write blurb situation, you know, some movies or games and stuff that go like, have like a side, like, what is that? A companion piece that goes with it. This is just kind of wanting to know what happened to these characters. Like, did you just say fucking threw him away? Which is okay. He could have been tired. But in the new movie, I just really felt like I left it feeling a little underwhelmed. And I do recommend that everybody sees it, because you might feel way differently than we do.
But like you said, Zena, I too am just like, eh, I'm not really pressed to see it anytime soon. I've watched it a couple of times. I've seen it about 2-3 times. I'm going to revisit it in the future because that's just the type of person I am. Mm-hmm. But I'm not rushing to do so.
Same. And I guess like a good description for it, you know, I guess it's kind of like, because this would get a new Fast and Furious. It's like Fast and Furious with zombies.
Yes.
That's how I felt. Yeah. So, which isn't a bad thing, but, you know, like we already, you know, talked about, it's kind of like with Train to Busan, it didn't have that type of spirit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wanted to recreate moments without the effort that mm-hmm. right. Busan did.
And it built that up. Like, we got to know these characters in the mm-hmm. previous movies. We saw these characters kind of go through, and you know what? That could also just come down to how those stories were written.
Right.
And you know what? No, we see these new characters kind of go through multiple things too. So let me not do that. But you know, we see them going through multiple situations. We're growing with these people. I don't want to say it's because we're kind of tossed into this new situation. Mm-hmm. I just still just did not connect. I kind of, I don't know. It's hard for me to pinpoint exactly what it was, but I do know it's because I was like, oh, I feel like I've seen this before in the previous movies. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they're still trying to give us a new take on the zombie story. Because also, you know, that's got to be really hard because there are a bagillions of mm-hmm. zombie stories out there. And we kind of already know how it's going to go, with air quotes. But, you know, trying to create something different mm-hmm. in this world, I get that. Like, that's probably really fucking tough. Just for some reason for me, it didn't stick.
Yeah. And I wonder too, you know, going back to the director, I mean, I'm not trying to only just blame him or anything, or not blame him at all, but it's just more of like, I wonder if he was trying to, or this whole team behind this movie, if they were trying to cater more towards like the Western, you know what I mean?
Audience.
Yeah. So, and I think that's where they kind of like messed up, because you know, Train to Busan, it wasn't that. Even with Seoul Station, it had some stuff that, you know, surprised us. I mean, they had that drama, you know, mm-hmm. and all that stuff that was happening. So at least we had that. But yeah, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it fully. What for me didn't like, well, I can, but there's like a lot of reasons, you know. Mm-hmm. And I guess too, I mean, just so I can say like something nice about it, because I don't want you to think that I'm just, you know, putting it down.
Oh, no.
I really did like the beginning. Because, you know, like I, you know, stated earlier, it was like, I was hyped about this movie. You know, I felt that this was going to be like my favorite movie last year, you know, or one of my favorite ones. And so when we got that opening and stuff is already happening, they're giving us the emotion and they get, you know, we meet that stern captain and he's just like, okay, he has to do what he has to do type of thing. And then we see how he saw like his whole family, well, his remaining family get slaughtered right in front of him. And it's just like, okay, yeah, this is going to be good. But then, you know, going more into it, when it's just like, we learn about like the money behind it. And then there was a part that had like really bad, I'm sorry, I don't want to say bad. It didn't have great looking CGI, you know, mm-hmm. and it was like a lot. And then there was like I said, like some English parts in there that was just more cheesy and awkward. And it's just mm-hmm. like, okay, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Like, there was just, it was too much. It was too much happening. And then again, like, I feel like you can always get me. Oh my God, I said I was going to give something positive and look at me. Okay, well, yeah, I like the beginning. I like the beginning in that world. So, yeah.
Yeah, I came across some, this, you know, I love going through the YouTube machine. You know, I love mm-hmm. it. And watching like different people's thoughts on it after I've kind of already, you know, formulated my own, and I was mm-hmm. more so looking at just overall like really quick reviews. And this guy, just to like add to your point about it felt like it was geared more towards the West, and that was the first thing he brought up. He was just like, yeah, you know, the previous movies, and I was into the review too. I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, but the previous movies, like, you know, it kind of probably threw a lot of people off over here on this Western side of the world because it's in subtitles. And we all know how people don't like reading subtitles. And I really want, for everyone that's listening, please give foreign movies a chance. Mm-hmm. Please. Like, I know it might be a chore to read the subtitles. Jazz and I are people that watch subtitles of movies because I don't really catch everything they're saying. So let me actually just mm-hmm. read what they're saying at the same time too. But he brought up the fact that he was like, yeah, I mean, you know, it was, he didn't say it was weird. He was kind of like championing the dialogue going from English back to Korean. And I was like, turn off you off. Cause I was like, I don't think this is somebody I need to be listening to because I don't like it. Like, no, I feel like Americans are lazy and y'all no, I know that the UN pulls up and tries to get in the mix and all that other stuff. But I was just like, why is everyone speaking English all of a sudden? What the hell is going on here? Mm-hmm. And I just, it was a little disappointing to me. And also it's something that is different from the other movies. The other movies are in a different language if English is your native first speaking language. But the last one, you know, they throw a little bit in there. And I was just like, okay, well, I guess so. So in my brain, the order that I would, because I'm going to ask y'all, let's rank them, let's go.
Okay.
The order that we said the movies is the order that I prefer. I mean, obviously the chronological order, but that's how I like them. Like Soul Station apparently got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. What?
Oh, wow.
Right. I wrote that down. I said, oh girl, what? Like, and it's higher than Train to Busan.
Wait a minute.
How? No.
Train to Busan is 94%. Look, guys, go ahead and do your Googles. 94% on Rotten Tomatoes is Train to Busan, and Soul Station is 100%.
Somebody's smoking crack.
Girl, I like them both. Now, you know what? It'll be Train to Busan and Soul Station kind of neck and neck. Mm-hmm. I always flub the list up. And then Peninsula at the bottom, and not like the bottom hate you. You're just like, oh, you're just, you know, okay, cool. You're another chapter to the story. That's it.
Right.
Really good movies. They're really good movies. So the expectations were high.
Yeah.
Peninsula is not a bad movie. It's just when you're comparing them in a story with these two fucking juggernauts, I'm sorry, bitch.
Yeah.
And I like Train to Busan, South Station, and then Peninsula. Mm-hmm. So
not to whisper. What about you, Zia?
I'm going to put Train to Busan first because that emotion, that raw emotion, and, you know, I like zombie movies, and it was just like, I didn't see a zombie movie like that before. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then also like South Korean movies, they're my life, you know? So it has to be number one. Then Soul Station, I feel like that was it's a great movie. I love the energy in it. I think that it's a lot of fun. Even though it's animated and stuff like that, you still get some blood and some carnage, which is always a good time. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have Train to Busan Presents Peninsula last.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, before we end this thing on out, Zena, one, thank you so much. Like, I am standing inside my chest. That's all I have to say. I'm going to keep it short because, girl, I'm going to get out of control. But we truly appreciate you sharing your time and chopping it up with these fun-ass movies with us. Before we end it up, can you tell the lovely people out there on the sidewalks, where can they find you? How can they put money in your Cash App? how can they, you know, get into all this wonderful content and information you want to get out to the streets? And then I also want to, you know, be in your business a little bit. What you got coming up next? Please let us know.
Okay, well, you make me laugh. Okay, well, first, yeah, thank you both again for inviting me on here. I love chatting with you guys now. You always make me feel so comfortable, you know, so that's always a good thing. But yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram. It's Real Queen of Horror. Facebook, Real Queen of Horror. YouTube, Real Queen of Horror. Twitter, Lovely Zena. And if you don't really want to see my face like that, then you can listen to the Bloody Disgusting podcast on Wednesdays, weekly podcast. Mm-hmm. And I do have some new content that's coming up, which I did tell you guys about this as well, but I'm going to be inviting you very soon, you know, on a YouTube live where we can have like a little horror discussion. Yeah, I think that'll be a lot of fun. And I'm currently working on my first feature. So I finished like the third draft, and it's been a journey, you know, but you know what? You have to shoot your shot. So it's like, I really want to try to pitch it this year.
Yes. 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 Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask you when we cut this thing off what it's about. I'm going to just pull up surprise. I don't even want to know. Can't wait to support you. Can't wait to give you all my money.
Press it
immediately. So serious.
Those are the best. Thank you so much.
You can't see me, but my face is like very very straight. I am like, yes, take my money right now.
Exactly. And you know, you guys know where to find us. You can find me. Okay. You can find us at Girl That's Scary on Instagram and Twitter. We have a Patreon for additional bonus content.
Come on.
When you go to patreon.com/girlthatscary, we have a website, www.girlthatscary.com. So just pull up on us on all the things, or you can always email us at grltspod@gmail.com as well. If you have a letter, if you have a question, if you just have some stuff, if you just want to say hello, you could do that as well. And pull up and let us know how you felt, because you know I'm gonna have a poll like, okay, which movie did y'all like best?
We finna be in your business.
Yes, Cloverfield was battle. Okay, so we're gonna see how Train to Busan goes. It's gonna be a good time. Mm-hmm. And check all three of these movies out.
Absolutely,
all three. And until next time, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for seeing me.